You may be seated. A young lady calls her boyfriend early one morning, and she says, "Can you please come over? I need some help. I'm trying to put a jigsaw puzzle together, and I have no idea where to start." Her boyfriend replied, "What is the puzzle about? What is the picture on the box?" The young lady replies, "It's supposed to be a tiger." Because this young man loved his girlfriend very much, he decided to go over quickly to where she was residing, and when he did so, she brought him into the kitchen, and there he very quickly saw all the puzzle pieces laid out on the kitchen table. He first examined the puzzle pieces and then looked at the box. And he said this to his girlfriend. He said, "First of all, no matter how hard we try, we are never going to be able to take those pieces and put them in any shape or form that will resemble a tiger. And secondly, honey, why don't you sit down and relax, and we'll put the frosted flakes back in the box." You're welcome. Isn't God good? This morning, we're going to talk for a moment about puzzles. I think it's very appropriate. It's very appropriate because, let's be honest, life is puzzling. Relationships are puzzling. At times, even our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ can be very puzzling, even to the most faithful among us. I've been told by a puzzle expert, a friend of mine, who's about 12 years old, that the key to putting any puzzle together is the picture on the front of the box. If you have the picture on the front of the box, you at least have a fighting chance of putting all those little pieces together so that they resemble what the picture on the box actually looks like. Can you imagine a novice like me being handed a box full of puzzle pieces with no picture on the front? There is probably no way on God's green earth that I would ever be able to put that puzzle together. But if we have that picture on the box, we have a fighting chance. We have the opportunity to make it into something sensible and maybe even beautiful. There's an old story told by pastors in days gone by. I remember my own pastor at home telling this story when I was very young about a man who was trying to read a magazine quietly one afternoon, but he had a little boy who just kept bothering him and pestering him. And so the father, being a very wise man, tore a page out of that magazine and he cut it up in a whole bunch of little pieces. And he gave it to his little boy, thinking that it would take his son a very, very long time to put that makeshift puzzle back together again. But he was wrong. In just a matter of moments, the boy took all those little pieces that his father had cut out of that magazine and had put them together in a fashion that was correct. The father was amazed. And he asked his son, "How in the world were you able to do that so very quickly?" And he said this to his father. He said, "Dad, there was a picture of a man on the back side of that piece of paper. And I knew that once I got the man right, everything would fall into place." I know that's a real, real old story, but it fits in so perfectly with what we discover and see in our gospel lesson for this morning. In the Gospel of St. John, we see this morning that the day after Jesus is baptized, John is with his disciples, and suddenly Jesus is walking toward them. And in verse chapter 29 of our text for this morning, John says this, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the one I proclaimed. This is the one I foretold of. This is the one who comes after me, who is greater than me. And at that moment, through the power of the Holy Spirit, everything comes together for John. He knows who Jesus is. He knows why he has come. And the final piece of the puzzle for John is Jesus. In Jesus, he sees the Savior, his Savior, and the world's. Later on, as we journey through our text for this morning, we see that there are two men who are standing with John. And after John proclaims this powerful message of just who Jesus is, they follow Jesus. And after spending time in the presence of our Savior, one of them, a man named Andrew, goes and finds his brother. His name is Simon. And when he finds Simon, he says, "We have found the Lord. We have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ. Come and see." You see, at that very moment, through the power of the Holy Spirit, all the pieces come together for Andrew. He knows who Jesus is. He knows why he has come. He knows that he has come into the world to save the world, including him. And he wants his brother, Simon, to know and to see Jesus. A little later in that same gospel, the sixth chapter, we see the Spirit of God at work in the life of Simon as well. It's at that time in Jesus' ministry where people are starting to fade away. The teachings of Jesus are so hard for them to understand and comprehend and take to heart. Jesus was encouraging them and commanding them to look at themselves from the inside out, and that was very hard for them to do. And many were fading away. Jesus says to his disciples who had been with him from the beginning, "Do you also want to go?" And Simon Peter says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of the eternal life." You see, just like John, just like Andrew, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Simon Peter suddenly knows who Jesus is. He's the final piece of the puzzle, and everything comes together for Peter. And he proclaims Jesus as his Savior and his Lord. As we begin this new year, as we begin this new quarter, let me ask you this question. Where does Jesus fit in your life? You know, so often when I sit down and try to put a puzzle together, usually when I get to the end, there's always a piece missing. The reason I came up with this idea for this message for today is that a month ago to this very day, I was in the hospital. I was in a waiting room with four young children who were waiting for their father to return from surgery from an aneurysm in his heart. It was a long surgery. It took 6 hours. It was very difficult and extremely dangerous. And as I sat with those four young children, you know what we did? We put puzzles together. And every one of those puzzles had more than one piece missing. Trust me, someone had obviously gone through them before and maybe even taken a piece or two with them. But I don't want that to happen this morning to you or even to me. Today, I want you to take Jesus, the final piece of the puzzle for your salvation and mine, with you in your heart and in your life. And I pray that as you do so, that you're not only strengthened in your walk with him as your Savior, but you see him as the picture on the box, the very one stretched out on a cross, paying the ultimate price for your sins and mine. I pray that you see him as the picture on the box, as our risen Savior, who has triumphed over sin, death, the devil, and the grave for you, and even for a poor sinner like me. And so this morning, I want to thank you for fitting Jesus into your life. And I pray that as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to his holy table, that your faith will be strengthened and that your life will be made complete by the very one who is indeed the final piece of our eternal puzzle. His name is Jesus. And in his name we say, amen.